We are joined now in the studio by Aaron Bockenheimer and Sophie Dubois from the Good Neighbor Initiative. Thank you for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thanks so much for having us.
So I'm sort of new to town still, so this is my first trip through the return of students to campus. So could you walk me through what the Good Neighbor Initiative is?
Sure, I'd be happy to start, and Sophie, please jump in if you like. So the Good Neighbor Initiative was started in 2004 by the Chapel Hill Police Department. They took some folks out into several of the near campus and downtown neighborhoods and knocked on some doors of some houses that over the previous few years had been sort of hot spots for things like loud noise, trash, parking issues. And there was a notice that students were changing in those houses, but the problems were staying similar year after year. And so they went out in a proactive effort to, one, welcome students to the community, and then give them some tips to hopefully avoid kind of ending up on the radar throughout their year, really in the hopes that students could have a positive experience in the community and be a positive influence in the community. And over time, the Good Neighbor Initiative added additional partners, so other departments of the town, including planning and housing and community, the university, the town of Carrboro, empowerment, the downtown partnership, the campus and community harm prevention, alcohol harm prevention coalition. So over time, the program has grown significantly, now includes several dozen volunteers that go out prior to students' first day of classes, reach out, talk to students, talk to permanent neighbors, give them the resources and information they need to be successful around similar topics, noise, parking, trash, parties. And then we follow what we call the door-to-door, which is happening this Thursday and Friday, with a community celebration. And that community celebration has historically happened at the Hargrave Center. We call it the Community Cookout. It's happening on Wednesday, September 28th. Free food, music, games, and entertainment. And it's really, again, a way to sort of celebrate living in community between student and non-student residents. So that's kind of the history of the Good Neighbor Initiative in a nutshell.
Excellent. We're visiting with Aaron Bockenheimer and Sophie Dubois from the Good Neighbor Initiative. And Aaron's been doing this for a long time. Sophie, you're relatively new to this work. So what drew you to it, and how did you get involved?
Yeah, so I actually got involved with the Good Neighbor Initiative through the nonprofit that I work for, which is the Jackson Center, the Marion Cheek Jackson Center. Essentially, the Jackson Center is, at its core, an affordable housing nonprofit, but it does a lot of work in history preservation and community building within the historically Black neighborhoods in Chapel Hill. And so they're one of the partners that mm-hmm. Aaron was mentioning, and sort of answering to some concerns within the neighborhood about the relationship between long-term residents and the students moving in, and like Aaron said, sort of acting on those proactively by letting students know that, like, these long-term residents aren't their enemies. These long-term residents aren't mad that they're there. They just want people to know about the history of their neighborhood and why they should be treating this neighborhood with respect. And so I think specifically, like, as a student at Chapel Hill, who I don't live in one of the historically Black neighborhoods, but I do live in a neighborhood close to campus. And like, I didn't know about sort of that tension. I didn't even, like, really consider it until I started working for the Jackson Center and then started working on the Good Neighbor Initiative. So I think it hits close to home.
Yeah, and I'll just add, several years ago, we were very fortunate through the partnership with the Jackson Center to have summer interns, UNC students, join the planning team. And so Sophie is the next in a long line of really awesome student interns that we've had through the Jackson Center that has helped the coordinating committee for the program really put this event together. Sophie's primary responsibility is recruiting volunteers, but also helping with the planning of the events and going out and doing the door-to-door knock and talk. And so we're really fortunate to have Sophie and the Jackson Center as an essential partner in the program.
It sounds like that door-to-door is kind of like the marquee event of what the whole program does. So can you tell me a little bit about, have you been on going door-to-door in the past?
Oh, I've been going door-to-door in these near campus and downtown neighborhoods as part of the Good Neighbor Initiative since, I think, 2010.
All right. And so what's it like?
Oh, it's great. It's really great. I mean, I think the most important thing is that we're really there to welcome people, to welcome students and see neighbors, many of whom we have seen for many years and know us, right? So when we get to the door and knock on the door, we have many neighbors who are like, the Good Neighbor Initiative is back again. This is awesome. It's great to see y'all. And they are appreciative that we're out talking to students about how to be a good neighbor. And then the students, we're there to welcome them, to give them good information, to help them have a successful experience. Just as an example, one of the things we talk about is our party registration program. And so students are like, wait, what? I can register my party with the university in the town? Yes, you can. And if you do that, and if a noise complaint were to come in about your gathering, you'll get a call or a text message to keep things down rather than having police show up at your front door. And students really love the opportunity to take that responsibility on themselves. And so that's just an example of I think, the appreciation we often feel from students and permanent year-round neighbors for us being out in the community and creating a welcoming and inclusive environment.
We're visiting with Aaron Bockenheimer and Sophie Dubois from the Good Neighbor Initiative. So what surprises you the most about your interactions with both students and the public? What's something that you might not expect intuitively that ends up being an outcome?
Well, maybe Sophie can talk more about it, because I know she's worked a lot this summer with permanent residents in the Northside neighborhood particularly, but I think she really hit it on the head that I think sometimes there's a misperception in both directions at times, that students are a little wary of permanent neighbors and think that permanent neighbors don't want them there. And permanent neighbors are sometimes a little apprehensive of, oh, well, students are just here. They think they're going to live in a student neighborhood and party all the time, right? And so I think one of the things that's pretty cool is being able to encourage both parties to get to know one another and connect with each other and realize that at the end of the day, everyone really just wants to have a high quality of life and a good living experience. And so I think that's sometimes surprising, right? That students are like, wait, they're happy with me. Like, it's okay that I'm living here.
Yeah. Also, even just the perception of Chapel Hill as being a college town, like, that was totally shattered for me, like, the first week of my work, because I was like, oh, wow, no, this is really, like, not only a college town. There's a lot of long-term residents and, you know, neighborhoods that are completely unassociated with the university, and just students are moving into them, and making sure that coexistence runs smoothly is really important. I always think about this interview that I heard with, like, somebody who lived in Northside, where they made a point that was surprising to me, or just made me think differently about the whole situation. They were like, each student group who moves into a student rental, maybe me personally, I live with like four roommates in a student rental. They think that they're a temporary fixture of that neighborhood. Like, oh, I'm only going to be here 2, 3, or 4 years. But students as a group, as a whole, are not a temporary fixture, because then another group is going to move in right after that. So it's not just 3 years. It's really like, it can be 50, 100 years. So I think that just made me think about it differently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there are definitely some of those neighborhoods that's been the story in them for 100 years, right?
Right. Yeah, I think that's one of the things that really opens students' eyes is learning the history. And that's really that is the central focus of the Jackson Center, right, is maintaining history, right, capturing history and sharing history and preserving history. And I think that's one of the things that perhaps is most surprising to students is that they learn that they are a part of a historic community, whether it's Northside or Pine Knolls or Cameron McCauley. All these neighborhoods have history and have a sense of community about them. And my experience, having done this for many years, is once students get that, they very much want to be a positive contributor to that legacy. They don't want to be the student that creates a problem. When we go out and talk to students through the years and they have had a noise issue that has been disruptive, we rarely have repeat violations of those incidents because they recognize that their behavior has impacted somebody else negatively and they want to do the right thing. And so the Good Neighbor Initiative, again, at its core, is sort of trying to be proactive about encouraging people to be thoughtful about their behaviors at all times and how can they be a positive influence on the community around them, whether they're living next door to other students or non-student permanent neighbors.
We're visiting with Aaron Bockenheimer and Sophie Dubois from the Good Neighbor Initiative. We've got about 2 minutes left. Is there anything that either of you would like to talk about that we haven't touched on yet?
I think we should extend an invitation to the community cookout, which is on September 28th. That's a Wednesday, 5:30 to 7:30. There's going to be a ton of awesome free food, organizations, performances. It'll be a good time. So
yeah, it's at the Hargrave Center in the Northside neighborhood. That's where it's been ever since I've been here, and I think that's where it's been since its inception. And we would love to have folks be a part of that experience. If you're interested in learning more about the Good Neighbor Initiative, you can go to go.unc.edu/goodneighbor. And there's more information there about the Good Neighbor Initiative. We are walking on Thursday and Friday. And so if you are listening to this and want to come join us and walk, you can, again, go to that website, reach out to us, and we'd be happy to add you to one of our walking teams. But I was saying before we got started today that, you know, I've been coming to WCHL for many years to talk about the Good Neighbor Initiative, and I want to also appreciate you and the radio station for supporting this work and thank the community for supporting the Good Neighbor Initiative. It's been something that has, we strongly believe, has made a real difference in Chapel Hill. And going back to 2004 and all the people that have been a part of it since that time, we think have made for stronger communities and stronger neighborhoods and better interactions between student and non-student residents. So we appreciate the radio station's support of this effort.
Sophie and Aaron, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks
so much.